Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Full Time with Matt Jones. Right, there's an important game for Warrington in the Evo Stick Premier Division tonight. They're in second place at the moment and they take on Shore Lane, who some of you may remember had a decent run in the FA Cup not too long ago, and they are just outside the playoffs themselves in sixth place. So Warrington are our non-league team this week, and I'm delighted to be joined by their chairman, Toby McCormack. Good afternoon, Toby.
How are you doing? You okay?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on again. And Warrington have had quite an incredible few months this season. They're second in the table, as I say, and they might be 7 points behind Altrincham at the moment, but you must be thrilled with how things are shaping up ahead of the business end.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we set a pre-season target of fifth, wanted to get involved in the playoffs. Even Gamble are sort of trying to be away and do it the hard way. So to be in runners-up position at the moment with a chance of a home tie in the playoffs, it's great news for us, it really is.
It certainly is. You don't realise how close we are to the end of the season. Warrington have actually only got four games left of the regular campaign. Most of the sides around you do have games in hand, but I'm sure you're very much of the opinion that you'd rather have those points on the board.
I think this stage of the season you've got to. Leggy performances, coach travel this time of the year, you know, lads sat on coaches hours at a time with, you know, with work the following morning. Definitely would rather have points in the bag.
Looking at the side, and you've got some really talented players who've got plenty of experience from higher up the leagues as well, and one player that has caught my eye is on loan from Tranmere at the moment, and that's Jay McEvely. And you've obviously had Stephen Jennings as well this season as well, who's a former Tranmere player. How much does it help having that experience around the dressing room?
Very much so. You know, old head's been there, seen it, done it. You know, as you mentioned, Steve Jennings there has been a phenomenal addition for us, especially in the change room and on the field. Other lads, you know, they know where they've been, they know the experiences they've had, and it's great for the younger players on and off the field.
Well, Jay has got so much experience himself. He's played for Scotland, he's played for Blackburn, Derby, Barnsley. I think he was in the Everton youth system as well. So maybe a bit of a surprise to some people when you managed to bring him to the team.
Yeah, and we just needed some defensive cover because our captain, James McCartan's out for the rest of the season. So we looked at bringing somebody in, and on deadline day, we found out Paul Carden found out he was available and made the call and we fetched him in. But, you know, when he plays, he just makes it look easy. You know, you look at his playing and think, oh, you know, quicken it up a bit. But that's just his experience. You know, he knows when to play and when not to.
And the links with Tranmere as well have been pretty good ever since Paul Carden came in. Luke Billing and Devon Green have also made their mark this year.
Yeah, you know, Luke again is same as Geno's been a great addition. He did full 90 minutes for Wales under 21s a couple of weeks back. Definitely got a great future ahead of him, really has.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Matt Jones here on Full Time, and I'm speaking to Toby McCormack, the Warrington Town chairman, ahead of their game against Shore Lane tonight. Now, as I said earlier, Toby, they're just outside the playoffs themselves, Shore Lane, so this is going to be a really tough one tonight.
It is very important. You know, we can use all the end of season cliches where every game's a cup final and all that kind of thing, but it really is a big one tonight. You know, Shore Lane can impose on our playoff position. I think we need 5 points to seal a playoff division position rather, and we just want to get that second spot. You know, so it'll be a really important 3 points for us tonight.
Do you still believe you can catch Altrincham, or do you think they're just too far ahead now?
They need 6 points, and you know, on paper they've got two rather end of season fixtures that, you know, if you was a betting man, you'd place them both to win. So we would need them to properly implode, which we don't think they will. You know, they've got a great side there, and you know, at the end of the season the table doesn't lie. So, you know, fair play to them. I think they will go on and win it, but we have to focus on, you know, what we have to do, and you know, it's really important for us if we got a home tie in the playoff semi final. And if we were successful, of course, we'd have the final there as well. So to have it at the home ground, it'd be great for the fans and great for the club.
Yeah, are you able to just explain how the playoff system works in the Evo Stick Division? Because it's different to the Football League where you have double-legged semi-finals.
It is, yeah. So if the season was finished now, if the last day of the season was Saturday just gone, we're in second spot, so we would be home to the fifth-place club, which is Farsley. And then the other semi-final will be third-placed Ashton against fourth-place Grantham. And if the highest-ranked team retains home advantage, so we did beat Farsley, we'd be home to either Ashton or Grantham in the final at Warrington.
And what an occasion that would be for you if you were to get that far. I know we are looking a little bit further ahead, but a playoff final at Warrington would be brilliant and hopefully draw quite a big crowd.
Hopefully, yeah. You know, people will always link the game to the Exeter FA Cup game where we had over 2,000 people in the ground. When we won the league title a couple of seasons back, there was 1,600 in that day. So hopefully we can get a crowd similar size to those two, and with it bring some fresh support for next year.
Yeah, certainly, and that's the way of attracting it, isn't it? Playing winning football, but big games with big atmospheres certainly help new fans come back.
Definitely, you know, it just shows, you know, with those attendances, people always say, you know, they'll come to one game but they don't come to the rest. But I'm a great believer that it's results and what you produce on the pitch that draws your fans in. So, you know, if we can be playing the likes of your York Cities and you know, your Stockport Counties and your Kidderminsters week in, week out, you know, naturally fans will start coming to games.
How big an achievement would it be for Warrington to get into the National League North?
I think it'd be a great achievement. You know, I think when we won the Eversick North 2 seasons ago, it felt like a relief. You know, we got to the playoff semi-finals in season 13, and then we had the FA Cup run. So to get promoted, it was like we've finally done it. We finally got there. But we're only in our second season in the Premier. To have a chance at Conference North, just be a huge achievement for everyone involved, it would.
You mentioned that FA Cup run there. How much financially is that maybe still helping the club?
We spent it all on the after-show party, so we didn't. No, it did. You know, it's gone now, I have to say, which it quickly does. You know, when you're trying to construct sides to go up through the league pyramid, and the bulk of it did go on promotion because, you know, it's something that we had to do. And, you know, like I say, we were finding relief to get it. Did a lot in the community as well, built schools programmes and, you know, ended up forging links with 15 secondary schools through it. So it did great things on and off the field for us, you know, which the FA Cup does. And we're hoping that, I think next year, the FA Cup prize money is doubled for non-league clubs per round. So, you know, we're hoping that going up a division is going to be a financial task for us. So we're hoping that, you know, maybe we can get running the cup and that help us also.
Yeah, that would be brilliant, right? The game tonight then against Shore Lane. For those who are listening and maybe are going to come down, what are the details?
7:45 kickoff at Warrington Town, second in the league, home to sixth place, Shore Lane.
It's going to be a fantastic occasion. Best of luck, Toby, and we'll get you on closer to the playoff dates as well.
Fantastic. Thanks for your support, mate.
And good luck tonight. That's Toby McCormack, the Warrington Town Chairman. You're listening to Radio City Talk.
Full time with Matt Jones. Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.